Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers and the co-chair of the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment for the Business of Government. The endowment was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the endowment by visiting us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. The Business of Government Hour focuses on outstanding government executives who are changing the way government does business. Our guests tonight are John Mitchell, Acting Director of the U.S. Mint. Welcome, John.
Hi, Paul.
And Colleen Vogel, Staff Director of Mint Operations. Welcome, Colleen.
Hi, Paul.
Well, why don't we begin by talking about the Mint, because most of us of a certain age remember the Mint from the James Bond movie Goldfinger and Fort Knox, but I know there's much more, so perhaps you could tell us about other parts of the Mint.
I'd be happy to. I have the same memories of Fort Knox and Odd Job. As a matter of fact, Fort Knox as a Mint facility is one of those facilities that includes over $100 billion of the nation's assets that we protect as part of our protection business unit. In addition, we have circulating coin production that everyone's familiar with from the standpoint of pocket change, and we're going to be minting a record 29 or 30 billion coins this year, including the new 50-state quarters program and the golden dollar, which everyone's very excited about. And we have a very active IT side and collectible side as well. We had over $1 billion in revenues last year in various collectibles, as well as the only investment product that we sell, the bullion coin, the American Eagle Platinum Gold and Silver. And lots of other things as well. So we're a very active business.
Well, maybe we can begin by talking about your careers and the various positions you've had. Colleen, do you want to start?
Sure. I started my career as a GS-2 at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And as I've grown in my career, I've seen the government grow as well in the way that it does business. And in my various positions in accounting, procurement, human resources, I've watched our focus go from the business that we designed to one of customer service and benchmarking and utilizing best practices and really trying to identify what it is that the customers need and delivering that rather than what we think they need.
And similarly, as a grade two at the Export-Import Bank during college, that was my start of my federal career. And I've worked at the Federal Reserve Board, other Treasury offices, a few years in the private sector. And that's provided a great balance of the type of skills that you need to work not only in a public sector agency, but one that has a private sector focus and business attitude about it. Even some of the courses that I took for my undergraduate degree at Maryland many years ago, like cost accounting and others, that information was dormant for about 20 years. And then all of a sudden I come into a major manufacturing operation like the Mint, and I'm able to use a lot of the skills that went unused in other organizations.
Well, what drew you both to a career in public service?
I think from my perspective, it's twofold. The public service is very important to me. It's a passion of mine. It's important to me that whatever organization I'm part of delivers excellent products and services to the public. And then the Mint specifically just has such a wonderful combination of public and private sector characteristics that it's an opportunity to really soar, you know, to flex your wings and to take on a number of different opportunities and challenges that really the Mint is pretty unique in being able to provide.
For me, too, a sense of serving the greater good and putting all that coinage in the public's hand is important. Job security, early on, you know, job security and interesting work is what brought me into the government. And especially for me in procurement, it's there's just a lot of interesting things to do in that field, and it continues to grow and become more important in the business cycle. It's also helped that the public service in general has changed and grown. And working at the Mint, you operate using private sector practices in a public forum.
Well, you've mentioned that a couple times, Colleen, that you operate in a private sector setting. And I think most people think of the Mint as just another federal government agency, but it's really not. Perhaps you could talk about that and some of the flexibilities it allows you.
That's exactly right. One of the things I want to say early on to kind of turn your question a little bit initially is that one of our opportunities, but also our frustrations, is that we've had the support of the administration and Congress to gain the flexibilities that we've worked real hard to acquire to allow ourselves to operate even more like a business. And so we've been a good opportunity to model various business practices on behalf of the administration and Congress. We have taken to heart all of the President and Vice President's reinvention initiatives and basically have completed them all at the Mint and they're ongoing and thriving. One of our frustrations is that other people say, well, you're different and we can't do the same thing at our agency. And most of what we do is very service and customer oriented and is easily translatable to other federal agencies. But in terms of other aspects of the Mint, you know, we think that what we do and the flexibilities that we've gained through legislation as well as just taking on other initiatives allows us to maintain a very high level of the integrity that goes along with being a federal agency and fulfilling our mission as mandated by Congress, but then also operating in a very much in a private sector manner in terms of being profit and loss driven, very cost conscious, very customer focused, and something we'll be talking about a little bit later, basically reorganizing to be better aligned with our customers and our various business units.
Colleen, how about some of the new procurement, some of the procurement changes that exist because you have some more flexibility?
Again, a lot of the things that we've done, for instance, the procurement executive over at Treasury, when we were describing some of the things that we'd done, he realized right away that a lot of them were things that other people in the department could do, even with the regulations. You know, we were exempt. But some of the things that we've done is initially we had done all of our streamlining and things from our own experience and knowledge when we first got the procurement waiver. But once we kind of got through the initial, those initial shifts, we found that to change even further, we really needed to get some help. So one of the key things that we did is we hired PricewaterhouseCoopers to come in and do a review and a benchmarking of our practices. And Jay Tansing led that effort, and they found that a lot of the things that we do are best practices in both public and private sector. We didn't just benchmark private sector. There are a lot of practices out there in the public sector as well. And they also came up with some new opportunities for us to do to make the procurement cycle go better. One of the main things we did was develop a procurement council of the key managers in procurement to identify the needs overall across the business. There was a lot of people just looking at their piece of the pie, and we found that you know, wasn't particularly fruitful. We'd get a lot more accomplished. Along those same lines, we conducted a spend analysis. Dun & Bradstreet did that for us, and me personally, I think that's the most significant thing that we've done recently was the spend analysis, because it just gives you a lot of information and it tells you where you're spending your money, how you're spending your money, with whom, and it gives you a lot of opportunities to continue to buy wiser. And we also, just typical things that everybody is doing, and of course the spend analysis is something anyone could do. You don't have to be, waived from the federal regulations to do that. And again, with the procurement council, anyone could do that. We also established cross-functional teams like a lot of folks are doing, and we have a really significant push right now on performance-based service contracts. We're really, even just as little as just, small incentives for getting a job done early to larger, more complex measurements.
One of the things that you hear that Colleen is addressing is that procurement is very much seen as a partner within the organization with the various business units and corporate CFO and CIO functions. And initially, and when we got the waiver from the federal acquisition regulations, most saw it as a business opportunity. Some saw it as an opportunity to avoid any sort of oversight. And we quickly, with some very good support from senior leadership, dispelled that notion that we would have lean procedures, but ones that would, again, protect the government's interest and have a high level of credibility and integrity. After that, procurement has marketed themselves very successfully within the organization, so they are now very much seen as a partner from the very beginning, not somebody that you bring in later or even late in the process, and an organization that will get the best products, the best services, the best suppliers, companies, et cetera, into our business units that helps them accomplish their work and also realize opportunities.
Well, in this process, was procurement elevated in its position in the organization?
No. It stayed exactly where it was originally, which was within the Office of the Chief Financial Officer. And thanks to folks like Colleen Vogel, Joan Ting, and others in procurement, basically they took on the leadership themselves and have not only provided great service, but also marketed their service well.
Well, great. And it's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour in just a minute.